Stop doubting yourself and believe you are who you say you are. Here are three tips to unmask your imposter syndrome. So, if you're trying to overcome imposter syndrome, what are some tools that you can use to help build your self-confidence and navigate the waters of self-doubt? In the second part of our series on imposter syndrome, we're going to explore my own story with overcoming imposter syndrome in my life, evidence-based strategies for combating imposter syndrome, and we'll talk about practical exercises to manage feelings of self-doubt. Imposter syndrome is something that I have dealt with in my own life time and time again. There are so many rooms that I've been in where my sense of self-doubt creeps up and asks, do I belong here? Am I good enough to be here? Whether that's as a musician, whether it's as an author, even as a dad, as a person of color in certain spaces, there have been so many times where my imposter syndrome has tried to stop me in my tracks and make me believe that I was unworthy of the moment. A time where I recently experienced imposter syndrome creeping up was during the book tour for my book, Love Your Amazing Self. I was doing a lot of book signings and radio interviews, and every time I was about to take the stage or be interviewed, I just had this feeling in the pit of my stomach that they got something wrong. I shouldn't be here. This is not the place for me. I had to pause and just remind myself. Sometimes I just had to look at the book and look at my name on it. It's like, that's your name. You wrote this. And think about the whole process. Remember writing in my notes app, the building blocks of this book and all the emotions that I felt as I was putting into it, and remind myself that, hey, you do belong here. You've worked really hard for this moment. They didn't make a mistake. And I also don't look at the imposter syndrome or the self-doubt as an enemy, but rather a part of my mind that wants to protect me. So I acknowledge that, yeah, I actually really care about the outcome. That's where this voice is coming from. So what can you do about self-doubt? Here are three psychologically proven strategies for acknowledging and overcoming self-doubt, building your self-confidence, mental toughness, and resilience. Number one, develop a growth mindset. A growth mindset is when we see challenges as opportunities instead of setbacks. With a growth mindset, you not only see the glass as half full, but you acknowledge that the space in the glass is an opportunity to fill it up even more. Number two, actively use positive self-talk and affirmations. This is an important one for me. Building up that inner friend, building up that strong, compassionate inner voice so that when self-doubt arises, you can meet it with a compassionate response. Number three, practice meditation. You want to build up your storehouse of resilience, mental toughness, self-love, all of those things ahead of time so that you're prepared when self-doubt and the imposter syndrome show up. You can do that by practicing self-compassion in meditation, using affirmations in your meditation practice, and just being able to be more in tune with your feelings through practicing mindfulness so that you're aware when feelings of negative self-talk or low self-esteem are beginning to arise within you. We all go through feelings of self-doubt, and the imposter syndrome is something that affects everybody. Overcoming it is not easy, but it definitely is possible. Something that you can try today is the self-esteem meditation in the Balance app. Give that a shot. Let me know what you think. And until then, don't forget to be kind to yourself. I'll see you soon. Peace.